Before we go to our next topic, I want to introduce an amazing woman, Rachel Auerbach, who's one of our senior teachers, teaching internationally for the last 17 years. We actually both started together on this path of Kabbalah 17 years ago. So, Rachel, it's good to have you.
It's nice to be here.
And we want to start with our first concept around the topic of tikkun, which is the idea of the mirror. The Creator is always trying to communicate with us. The universe, in its perfection, wants us to grow, wants us to tap into the light that's within our soul. But in order to do that, we have to see what it is that we need to change. It's not enough just to learn about change or learn about the topics of change. We know we need to change when we feel upset, when we feel bothered. That is the number one sign that something inside of us needs to be transformed to be more like the light. The Creator sends us people, various relationships, what we see on television, how we interact with our friends. We see it in the children that come into our lives, that we give birth to. We see it in the love that we had in high school when he or she hurt us or did something that might cause us a little bit of distress. All of these circumstances awaken something inside of ourselves that the Creator wants us to see and to change. It's written, when I see something in someone else that bothers me, some aspect of it, some variation of it exists within me. They are a magnified mirror of my own negativity.
That's right. So let's see how that works in our life and why. The Kabbalists tell us that when I see something, when I notice something in someone else that bothers me, the only reason that I notice it is because it's in me as well. And as David shared, it might not mean that if I see someone cheating or lying, that I'm a cheater or a liar, but some aspect of that dishonesty exists within me, and therefore the universe has put someone in the movie of my life to show me something that I need to correct.
So it's funny, like, is the Creator sending you something through a person, or is he giving you the lack that is allowing you to see something that already existed?
Well, the Creator is just, you know, works in a way that everything around you is for you and to serve you, to serve your elevation process, your transformation process. So it's really close to you. It's usually, like you said, it shows up in your closest relationships.
And that's the beautiful thing about these close relationships, because nothing is random. We don't meet people because, you know, we just fell in love with them or we're excited to be around them. It was already determined at the moment of creation that you were going to interact with this person. We've talked in Kabbalah 1 about the idea of parallel destinies and parallel movies, where I can be on one playing field, one movie, and I meet someone. But there are different versions of that person in every movie, parallel to the movie I'm in. Which person I interact with, or which version of that person I interact with, depends on my consciousness and how much spiritual work I've done.
So what we see in the people that are around us, or in our family members specifically, is really they're mirroring something, a message for us, something that we need to change, something that we need to elevate. It's really not that hard to see it, because we recognize right away when something annoys us or bothers us, and that's how the universe works. It's so perfect that all the souls that are in the movie of my life are there to support that spiritual process that I'm in of transforming my nature and seeing exactly what I need to see about myself through them.
Yeah, why did the Creator make it so easy for us to see what's wrong in people? The Creator didn't make it easy so we can judge them and not be like the Creator ourselves. The Creator made it easy so that we have an avenue, a channel by which we can discover what's in ourselves. And I know many times students say, well, I can't figure out the mirror. I can't figure out my tikkun. The reason why people can't figure out what the message is, is because they have to ask themselves, do you want to know? Do you really want to know what it is about yourself that needs to change? We have a lot of fear around knowing. Once we know, then we feel bad if we don't change it. Once we know, we feel responsible. So there are degrees of desire. But what I would say is, first ask yourself, do you want to know? And if you're not sure, pray, ask, request from the universe that you want to know. And if you don't feel authentic doing it, fake it anyways. Fake it and say, I want to know what's the message. Without fail, you will be shown one way or another one aspect of the mirror.
So, David, you mentioned judging. And as long as I'm judging that person, it'll block me from seeing the truth. So, like you said, asking, genuinely really looking and searching, almost like investigating the situation, taking it like an investigation.
Like it's your job, like it's your career.
Absolutely.
You know, people try to create products and they're thinking about it in the shower, when they're sleeping, when they wake up, first thing when they check their phone. Imagine we looked at finding our tikkun that way.
Yeah, because nothing will really make us happier unless we figure this out, because not only will we feel better and we'll have clarity, but we will change that situation and evolve to the next.
Why don't people know that? Why don't people know that as long as I figure out my tikkun, my life's going to work out? Why is it that people think the opposite? Once I get what I want, then my life will be good.
It's easier.
It's easier.
It's easier to say this person needs to change or this person did something wrong than to, you know, think about it. You're telling me that I'm doing the same thing that this person is doing? That's right. A little bit illogical, right?
Right, it's illogical, and Satan makes it illogical, and we're not trained that way. You know, who taught us when we were kids, you want everything in life? Work on all your tikkun. Mm-hmm. People tell us, you want everything in life? Work hard, go to a good school, get a good career, know the right people.
Yes.
Satan has made it so that success is just working hard. Now, what is the power of Satan? He uses truth to make you believe in a lie. In Kabbalah, we also believe in hard work. But let's prioritize. Before even hard work comes, hard work in finding what's in us that needs to change.
So let's think of an example. Let's say my child is not listening to me, right? Typical example, you want your child to listen to you. You clearly want the best for them. But what could be the mirror? You say something to your child, you know, you want them to listen, they don't listen, and you get frustrated. So now there is a mirror here. Why is this making you so frustrated? Are you really thinking about the child and that you want him to do what she or he is doing for the benefit of the child? Or is it frustrating you because it's awakening in you that maybe you're not parenting in the right way or in the best way? So it's very deep when you think of your child or when you see your child misbehaving and it's awakening frustration, it goes back to, wait a second. Okay, let me just pause and see what is it about the way I'm communicating to my child that somehow I'm not transferring that light to be able to help him truly. The mirror in this case is, where am I coming from? Where is my intention? Am I thinking about myself here, or am I truly thinking about, am I listening to what's happening with the child? You know, if a child's not listening to me, maybe I'm not listening
to the creator.
To the creator when it comes to my child. There's the mirror. Okay.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And what I've noticed is everybody finds that connection. If you're looking for it,
yes,
you'll find it. You know, people are like, well, what's the rule? What's the rule? If my child's not listening, what's the rule? There's no rule. The rule is, you got to go back upstairs. You got to go back to the light and say, what's the message for me? What are you trying to tell me? Because there's always a message. You got to find that diamond. You got to uncover, peel that shell and extract that lesson. Otherwise, it's going to keep happening over and over again. You're going to keep repeating it. Your child is programmed to teach you a lesson. If you don't extract that lesson, you're going to repeat that exact challenge over and over again. The bottom line is, we have to be very cognizant. Everyone in our life is a messenger, some way, somehow. And whenever we have any relationship or any interaction and we forget that, we're actually slowing down our own process. It can be a random interaction at a coffee shop you have with someone, and they make you feel a certain way. They trigger something inside you, or they bother something within you. Or it can be your own children, people who you must live with for the rest of your lives. Everyone has a message to give you. And if you want to go to your next level, to your next movie, you have to extract that message.